Ever dreamt of working with dolphins or caring for an injured manatee? Or how about spending your day playing with the seals and feeding the walruses? All this is part of the Marine Mammal Keeper experience at SeaWorld in Orlando. You have to get up very early, but you do get a whole day working alongside marine mammal experts and meeting many of the animals that live at the park, including the rescued manatees that are being rehabilitated. Pedro Ramos is SeaWorld's Supervisor of Animal Care.
Well, right now we're in the manatee rehabilitation facility at SeaWorld Orlando, and we're looking at what would be considered our critical care pool. We have three animals in here at the moment that we're working on a daily basis. One was an animal that was brought in as an orphan, and two of them are boat hits. One of them had air in the chest cavity, and that animal seems to be doing better, although it's still in guarded condition. And the other animal has a very large open wound, ribs exposed, and unfortunately the prognosis for that guy doesn't really seem to be too good.
Now, the one that unfortunately doesn't seem too good, that's the one with the red thing around him. What about the other one with all this white on the side?
When manatees scar, the scar tissue is white on manatees. So what you're looking at is the tissue on that area where it was hit growing back, and the lines that are just above and behind it were caused by the propeller as the boat went over the manatee. The propeller cut it, and that's what you can see. It's already scarred over.
And is it normally boat injuries is what brings the manatees here?
Manatees come to SeaWorld for various reasons. One of them, of course, is boating accidents, whether it's the propeller or the hull hitting it, creating the air into the chest cavity. They come here for entanglements, usually around the flippers or around their tail. That could be with either crab trap lines or discarded fishing line. Cold water stress is another reason that manatees come to SeaWorld. In the wintertime, actually, when the temperatures drop, when we get a cold snap, and manatees being a tropical warm water species really can't handle that. They get what would be similar to a manatee frostbite, and they come here then for treatment for that. And the other reason are orphans, animals that have become separated from the mother, either through nature or the mother has died, whatever reason, and a baby manatee is left on its own, and then it comes here where we become foster parents.
They say that these ones have actually had injuries to the lung where there's been air sort of in the cavity of the chest. How do you deal with that?
Basically what you do is you put a syringe with a needle into the chest cavity to remove the air from the chest cavity, relieving the pressure on the lung, and that's what would give the lung the ability to heal on its own. If more air escapes, usually it would be a lesser amount. You keep removing that air until there's no more air escaping, and then it's just a matter of letting the bone heal, letting those ribs heal.
The manatees that are in the pool in front of us are obviously underwater, so how do you work on them?
If you look on the bottom, you'll see some eyelets, some eye bolts. We hook these cables to them, and with hydraulic pressure, we raise that floor up, which is actually very low stress for the manatees. We then maintain the floor up above water. Manatees are mammals. They breathe air like we do, so that's not a problem for them. And we do whatever work we need to, and then we just sink the floor right back into the water and unhook the cables.
And what about all the green stuff I can see floating on top of the water?
Manatees are herbivores. They only eat vegetation. Out in the wild, they would eat things like seagrasses in the ocean. If they're in a freshwater system, it would be water hyacinth and hydrilla. We don't have that ability here. They get lettuce, and that's what you see on the surface, a lot of romaine lettuce.
Is it just surface food that they have, or do they actually go under the water and eat as well?
Now, manatees will eat both from the surface and from the bottom, and to maintain that natural feeding pattern here, we have some specially designed tubes that we can slip heads of lettuce into and then sink them, and that way the manatee will continue both eating from the surface and the bottom, so that when they're released, they still have their natural feeding behavior.
And when they come out of the intensive care pool, where do they go to then?
Well, then we'll slip them into this larger pool that's right next to the med pool, as we call it, the critical care pool. And that's a pool where they basically stay for observation.
And how long are they likely to be there?
That really depends on the veterinarian. Whenever he feels comfortable that the animal's doing well enough, probably what we'll do at some point is get him back into the critical care pool to do a recheck on him, blood samples, weights, and so forth. And when the veterinarian is comfortable that everything is looking good, then we will put in with the state for permission to release.
Once they've been in this sort of observation pool, what's then likely to happen to me? What is your aim?
Well, the aim of our rescue and rehab rehabilitation program is to get these animals healthy again and released into the natural environment, send them right back to where they came from.
From SeaWorld, that's Pedro Ramos.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.